To say it was a story that captured the hearts of the world is no exaggeration. A 14-year-old Michigan boy was searching for a way to call attention to cerebral palsy and its challenges because he'd seen his little brother living with CP for all of his 7 years.
Breaking news! Now, I'm going to take a helicopter and talk Hunter Gandy, the famous person.
That is Braden Gandy. His brother Hunter recently carried him 40 miles on his back. They called it the cerebral palsy swagger. Hunter walked from their hometown of Temperance to the University of Michigan Wrestling Center, arriving in Ann Arbor to cheers and celebration. You might think, wow, that's a tough job for Hunter, but it wasn't easy for Braden either, as Hunter explains.
Really, I think our biggest issue was the chafing that occurred on Braden's inner thighs from rubbing up against my sides for 30 miles at that point.
Wow.
We were struggling. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to make it. We weren't going to quit completely. What we were planning on doing is I was going to push him in his stroller chair. Fortunately, though, we didn't have to result to that. We called a few friends, and I had a friend pray for me over the phone. And then his therapist called and had some ideas on how to change the sling that he was in. And then another friend of ours, who's a physical therapist, showed up and input her ideas. And after that, we were up and walking again. And I don't think after that, Braden complained one time.
The journey caught the attention of media outlets all over the world. But Mother Danielle Gandy says the hidden story in all of this is not what Braden and Hunter did, but the people who helped out along the way.
All the strangers that opened up their houses and their hearts and their homes and did things for us and for the kids on the walk and along the way. I mean, if Hunter would have walked and nobody would have paid attention, it wouldn't have made a difference. It's everybody else that paid attention and wanted to hear more and wanted to learn more that actually made it a story.
Danielle Gandy says the 40-mile walk is an example of how anyone can make a difference, no matter your age, no matter your ability.
All he did was have an idea, say he was going to do this walk to raise attention. I mean, it cost nothing. It took nothing. I mean, it was, and all he did was go out and walk, and people listened to what he had to say, and he said he wanted better mobility equipment for his brother, and he's getting it. I mean, it honestly was that simple. So anyone can fix anything that they need to, or that they want to, or that they're passionate about. People just have to have the courage to try.
But Hunter and Braden's fight did not stop after the cerebral palsy swagger was completed. Hunter's now fighting to completely reconstruct Braden's school playground.
He's there watching his friends run around every day. Until he gets through fifth grade. So we want him to be able to run around and play with his friends. We don't want him to be restricted by his equipment.
And Hunter says he is committed to fight for cerebral palsy for many years to come.
I want to go into biomedical engineering at the University of Michigan and hopefully create different walking mobility aids to help people with CP or other disabilities.
One very easy way to keep up with Hunter Gandy's campaign is to like their Facebook page, the Cerebral Palsy Swagger. And you can follow their blog at cpswag.blog.com. cpswag.blog.com.